With just over 32,000 individuals in St. Vincent and the Grenadines vaccinated against COVID-19, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves is again appealing to Vincentians to get vaccinated.
Understand this. A person who has the Delta variant gives 7 other persons. And each of those other 7 persons give another 7 on an average. But I want to make this point. What happened in January with 1,040 cases coming out of the December, the Christmas period in 2020, when people left and you had people who were negligent.
All right.
And in going about now, some even reckless. But that was not the Delta variant. This is a deadly variant. We must remember this. That Grenada at the beginning of August had one death. They now have 44. You know, what else has to happen for persons to understand that they need to take the vaccine? This thing is not a joke. This thing is very serious business. I know people are clamoring, rightly so, for classes to open for the October the 4th. But the classes don't open by magic. The buildings may be repaired by then. But if the positivity rate is climbing, you're not going to be able to have classes.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, Grenada is facing a COVID-19 surge, which has prompted curfews, no movement weekends, the implementation of phase 2 of its COVID-19 contingency plan, and the formation of an ethics committee responsible for deciding who will be allowed hospital treatment if the healthcare system becomes inundated. Grenada's Health Minister Nicholas Steele, who made the announcement, says the committee will comprise of people with a medical background. Trinidad and Tobago's Health Minister Terence Dial Singh says the government is seeking to donate AstraZeneca vaccines to other countries before they expire. He says they are committed to any country, whether it be CARICOM or otherwise, to find a home for these vaccines. Internationally, U.S. medical experts will meet today to debate and vote on the controversial question of giving out booster doses of Pfizer vaccines to the general population. President Joe Biden's administration announced a plan to roll out third shots to everyone starting from September the 20th, but experts have since expressed reservations about whether they are required amid concerns over global inequity. And Singapore, which has one of the world's highest COVID-19 vaccine rates, is seeing encouraging signs that the number of severe cases is not rising at the same pace as new infections. A senior health official says the country reported 910 new coronavirus cases on Thursday, the most in 15 months, with average new daily infections rising from 146 2 weeks ago to 682 in the past week. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update. We'll be right back.